morning, everyone. How are you this beautiful day that the Lord has made? I'm Karen Jane Casey on the podcast, Turn to God with Karen. And every Friday we have episodes, Karen's Book Corner. And this is where I normally share a little bit about books I've written, maybe give you a backstory, maybe read a passage from them, or give you a review of something someone else has written. It's all to whet your appetite and your interest in the books that I talk about. And you can find more information and purchase my books through my website, KarenJaneCasey.com. And for the children's book, you'd have a /children's. You can always contact me through my contact page on my website. So what are we looking at today? I think you can probably guess because it's behind me. A Day with Farmer John. And it was just published early in December. Actually, it came out faster than I even realized that it would come out. And it was just great for the holidays. So what I want to do is I want to tell you a little bit about the background on this story. A Day with Farmer John by Karen Jane Casey. So you may not know, my husband was a farmer when he was growing up, and his name is John. So this is loosely describing his life as a farmer in his childhood. And he was in a large family, and the children enjoyed doing their chores. I found that interesting that they worked together well, and they had scrumptious meals and lots of animals. It was a different life than what I could imagine. So one day I interviewed him. Of course, he didn't know he was being interviewed. I was just, asking him casual questions, well, what did you do typically, when you worked on the farm? And he would tell me about getting up with a rooster crowing, and first thing he had to do is feed the steers. Let me show you pictures as we go. And then he would feed the steers, and then he could have a really nice breakfast. He always had huge meals, lots of choices with his breakfast. He didn't know how his mother managed to do all that. And then, of course, his sisters and his brother had chores, separate chores to do as well with the mom, dad, and their grandfather even. So some of the things that Farmer John did was feed the animals and feed and water the animals. And I have pictures of some of that. And for the children. And then he talks about milking the cow. It's like, and then counting eggs. I found that fascinating that there were so many eggs for them to count, because this was a large farm with lots of tomatoes for Campbell's soup, for instance. And their lunch would always consist of fresh vegetables from the farm. Can you imagine how delicious that would be? Something that they had every day. And then after they had lunch, he would normally have to clean out the stalls. And that is not a choice thing to do. But he always did it with a smile, had a positive attitude, and before he knew it, it was over. That's something that we could really emulate, isn't it? That's a good positive thing to a suggestion for us. And of course, they got the advantage of being able to pick vegetables right off the vine and eat it. I remember I visited my grandfather's farm and I ate a cucumber like an apple. I picked it and ate it. Well, they would eat tomatoes too and peppers and whatever. And they loved to work with the farm equipment. Well, especially the males did. And then, of course, they did pray together. A lot of togetherness, I see. And their meals, like I said, consisted of steaks from the farm, chickens from the farm. It makes my mouth water to think about all the advantages there were to it. And then after a good day's work, they enjoy some time together and go to bed. So I just felt like this was a good book to promote the togetherness, the positive attitude as we do the chores that we do need to do, and to kind of share what it's like to live on a farm. Anyway, I hope that you'll get that book. And also, I'm in a series now. I have just started a series of children's books. That was just the third of three books that I started with. And, you know, I have several more for 2022. At least six that I'm sure of. All right, so here is Tabby and Friends Help. Oh, I might mention with each of my books, if you contact me through my website, then you can check with me about bundles that I offer personally. And that would be like the farm animals that go with Farmer John, and also a read-along for the children. And this one that I was showing you, Tabby Help and Friends Help, I also have the kittens that go with it, especially Tabby. But I do have a few of the other kittens as well. So you can contact me about that. So then the third book, and this is for the even for the younger groups, but 0 to 5, as Tabby is for 0 to 5. Of course, A Day with Farmer John is for 0 through kindergarten. So Taffy is lost. Taffy is lost. And then I have various versions of little giraffe. And I have a read-along for the children for that. So you just need to contact me. Well, I hope I've whet your interest in checking out my children's stories. They're always positive, always courteous, always promoting adventure and happiness and imagination. And it's all good stuff. So you can, again, you can go to KarenJaneCasey.com/children's, read all about them. You can contact me on that website, or you can buy my books at Amazon.com. And thank you for joining me today. I'm Karen Jane Casey, author, speaker, podcaster, domestic violence victim advocate, and ambassador for Christ. Stay tuned for Turn to God with Karen every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Monday, we have Faith and Hope Journey, where we talk about overcoming challenges that we face and share what the Lord has to say for us in that. And then we have on Wednesday, Sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and we read actual passages from the Bible. And then, of course, Karen's Book Corner every Friday. Thank you, and God bless.